My name is Simran Puri, and I am interviewing Nina Puri regarding the immigration of skilled workers and H-1B visas. The date is April 28th. Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Simran.
Okay, so first we're just going to start off with a few memory questions. What year did you move to the United States?
It was 1998.
Could you give me some background information on the process of discovering your new job and the transition to apply for your H-1B?
Yeah, I came here with a consulting company called People.com. They gave me all the travel tickets from India to US, and my first stop was in California. They gave me some trainings and some initial help on how to go around in the United States. Some of the systems are different. They scheduled some of the interviews with some companies, since that was a consulting company. And I went interviews with a number of those. And in the meantime, they got me processed with some other like bank accounts, credit cards, and some of the systems of the United States. And then I got selected at a company called Abbott in Dallas. So that was my first job. I moved to Dallas and I started working as a software consultant in Abbott, where they were making an instrument called Exim. And the instrument was basically mixing up the chemicals for some tests. And that was my first project. I started as H-1B.
Okay. What sector were you highly skilled in?
I'm a computer science engineer, my master's degree in computer science. And so that's my area of expertise, writing software, programs, and that's my expertise.
Okay, and going off of that, do you have a bachelor's degree or experience in it?
I have a master's degree. I have more than bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree in computer science.
Okay, and where did you attend university?
In India.
What school?
University of Delhi is my graduation, and DAVV in Indore is where I got my master's degree in computer science.
Okay, and how long did you occupy H-1B status?
So that was around, I think, 6 to 7 years. After Abbott, I took a permanent position at Sabre, and they filed for my green card. So it took a few years to get that processing done and complete. There are 3 to 4 processes that we have to do before you get green card. And it took like 6 years, something, 6 or 7 years to get the green card. And then a few more years we can apply for citizenship. So now we are citizens here in US.
Okay. How long did it take to become a permanent resident?
That's green card.
Yes.
That's 6 years, 6 to 7 years.
Okay. What factors influenced your decision to immigrate to the United States?
A better work quality, better infrastructure, the commute, and quality of life better than India.
Can you explain the reason for the spike in H-1B immigration during the late 90s and early 2000s?
Yes. So there was this wave where a lot of computer science was being used in a lot of instruments, new gadgets coming up. And my specialty being computer science, there was a lot of influx of people with that skill level, which were being hired in different companies in the United States. So H-1B visa, which is basically skilled labor for a particular specialization, and at that time it was computer science, and that's, I guess.
Okay, and what is your point of view about the current plan led by the Trump administration to curb H-1B visas?
So H-1B visas basically is intended for skilled labor. It will impact the influx of skilled labor, and I mean, it's right now probably we have quite a bit, and there is going to be more outsourcing as a result of that. So more jobs going outside US, that doesn't seem very promising to reduce H-1B. So that's what I'm thinking, that I think we should keep it at least as it is and not reduce this to a very large extent.
And what conclusion have you drawn about the immigration of skilled workers to America, especially its impact on the economy?
It has grown. The economy has grown here because more people coming on H-1 visa, they come here, they work, they make money, they spend their, the economy increases, the whole flow of money increases because they buy houses, they buy cars, they buy clothes, everything. The money is revolving in US only.
Can you describe what your workplace environment was like when you initially moved here?
It was, it was very different. We had cubicles. Each one of us was assigned a cubicle at the beginning and a workstation, a PC workstation to work on. Slowly it changed where we got labs, the whole team of the software development project was sitting in one lab working on the project. We could easily ask questions to each other where we were in a combined area, and then now it's changed to totally open space offices where we have spots or seats and table and we sit next to each other in very big open spaces. Yeah, that's the environment we have.
Okay, and have you noticed an increase in South Asian skilled workers in your workplace or even town of residence?
Yeah, computer science, there is a more prominence of South Asian because they are more engineers in that area from South Asia. So yeah, there is definitely much more, the ratio of South Asian in this area in computer science is a little more than I see in other areas.
Okay, and what do you feel was the worst aspect of migrating to the United States?
Well, I think it's the family that we leave behind, where they are not able to come here and live the life that they want to live towards that phase of their life. So we leave behind the family, and it gets a little harder over the years, where our going back is not that easy and their coming here is not that easy. So that's one drawback.
Did you grow up in India and attend college in hopes of potentially working in America?
No, I never even thought about it.
Okay.
At that time. It was just happened towards that time frame where, you know, it just materialized, not while I was growing up.
And if you could relive those years of initially moving here and occupying the H-1B visa, would you change anything?
No, I think it was okay. I don't think of anything I can change.
Okay, what do you consider your biggest accomplishment from moving here to present day?
I think each step was a big step, like getting the whole visa to green card, permanent residence, citizenship. It all took time and effort and uncertainty factor to go and get established in a country where we were not brought up, or all this is accomplishment, and here settling down with having our own house and cars and well established in careers and schools and the kids growing up here, all that is a accomplishment which we cannot say is less in any way.
Okay. What do you think people should know about what it's like being a skilled foreign worker?
Skilled foreign worker, what the people should know?
Yes.
Which people?
Like day-to-day Americans who grew up here.
Oh, who grew up here. Okay, so So they can definitely grow up and do what we are doing. It's just the more focused energy in the areas of maths and science, which we grew up back there in India, where we were totally focused on these academics, maths and science. And that's where the computer science strength and skill lies. But here, I think there is a little bit of dilution and focus on that particular area. And that's where I think they can focus more. And if majority of the people who live here are able to get the grasp on that, then we don't need anybody from any other place.
Okay. And has migrating to America drastically changed your life?
Yeah, it has. It changed quite a bit. In some extent, the quality of life increased with the facilities, infrastructure provided by the country. And so that has definitely improved a lot.
Okay. And is there anything you would like to add or any important detail you feel we have not discussed?
No, I think we have covered everything.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.